Hello, this is my first podcast, audio podcast. This is originally what I meant to do, but then I came up with a video idea, and obviously I'm a video maker, so that's really what I should be doing. I'm just walking around a bit. I don't know whether that affects you or not. Hold on, just opening the door. So, so I've been, oh, here comes, let's have a look at the post, see what we got. Anything for me? Yep, something for me. So meeting up with Nick, he does Corky Burger with me. It's a sort of like a comedy show thing we've been doing for a while, and it's way too much hassle. Way too much hassle and loads of hard work. But now we've kind of got the formula, and obviously I wonder what the point in doing it all is, because we've been doing it for a year, but we only do it every 3 months. And it's just really a lot of stress for the first day. I mean, the day before, and then after that, it's fine. Yeah. So, I'm just going to cross the road. Hold on. Some psychos. Some drug addicts. Hold on. See if we can hear them. You get the classic Reading drug addicts as you're walking along. Obviously, you sort of sympathise, but I've often looked at them and thought they genuinely look quite happy. I mean, obviously they're not, but they do look happier than when I'm walking along in a mood. I mean, obviously it's a synthetic high, but when I'm in a big grump and I see them sort of like falling over each other laughing, literally falling over each other, I think, you know, I don't want to be there, but you get what I'm saying. I'm not going to expand. So basically these audio things are actually for my, based on my podcast, which are about creating stock footage. I recently read, Vader videos, I'll go this way. Vader videos, ebook about making stock footage, and it really inspired me almost to ridiculous levels. But I think you need some inspiration. I think you need a manual when it comes to business, and it's a really good manual for you, for anyone that's interested in that kind of thing. So I highly recommend it. So as I said, I've employed Matty Swan to be in quite a lot of my videos, and he's also took some photos of me, video footage of me, but we're going to go further than that and get other actors involved and kind of expand it. I've been making a little video where I explain what I want to do, so that, I mean, I think a lot of the time I'm not using my own, like, I don't promote myself. I only promote myself with showing my videos. Well, really, I should be saying, this is what I do, you know, that kind of thing. Actually using a video as a tool to employ myself. Hopefully that'll go well. As I say, I'm meeting up with Nick. He's the other. We set this all up so that Nick could get him to do stand-up comedy. You know, I mean, there were two views. View number one was that he was doing it. We were doing it to get him into stand-up comedy. That was the original idea. And then the second idea was that when we went to see stand-up comedy, it was, everybody was just doing the basic, yeah, I know what you're thinking when you see me, I look like a fat whatever, and, or a skinny, Andy, think of an Andy, Andy Crane. Yeah, so that's kind of it really. I'm just walking into Reading Town Centre, going past the Hexagon. They have a lot of people from Nepal around here. Obviously, they all hang around in massive groups, all over 60 or whatever. They're not here today. I went to India recently, on the border of Nepal, so I feel, oh, there's one. I feel a friendliness to them, because when I was there, I was always saying hello to them. Hello. If possible, I am one of those people that would say hello to every single person I walk past. I mean, I'd get sick of it, I remember when I worked at Blockbusters, I used to work for about 2 minutes. I could deal with people for about 3 or 4 minutes. Really, I'd say 2 minutes. I could be really, really, really funny in 2 minutes. But the only reason I was funny in comparison to everyone else is because no one expected someone who worked in Blockbusters to harass them, you know, make hundreds of really bad jokes to them in like 2 minutes. So that's what I think I can do. I can literally do 2 minutes. But if you get on stage and you do 2 minutes, everyone expects you to be funny and you've already lost your sense of surprise. So maybe there's an idea. Come on as some sort of singer and then do comedy. Then there'll be an element of surprise. In fact, yeah, that's quite a good idea. Okay, so we're now reaching Reading Town Centre, meeting up with Nick, who will be late unless I'm late, which is always the happy place in the middle you aim to get to, is both of us being late and arriving at the same time. So this is Reading Town Centre. I just saw someone from Thames Water, where I used to work. It was quite funny because they, in the old days when they didn't really understand technology, they gave me the other person's email. I don't know why, the person that I'd replaced. Anyway, I was using her email, so I emailed this woman who I've just seen. And I said, how's it going? You know, like you would do normally. And she went, oh, hi. Whatever the person's job I had replaced. So I realised that she thought it was her, even though she was, like, travelling around the world. And I said, how's Martin doing? And she said, oh, he's not doing well. It's really sad, isn't it? Oh, that was a terrible time. In the end, I got sacked. Well, not sacked, not because I was, you know, bad person or anything, just because I was rubbish, because I can't, not very good at doing office work, because I'm always thinking about films. We got back to it at last. Films and comedy and, yeah, not comedy. I don't see, if I claim to be funny, that sort of ruins everything, doesn't it? So I'm just waffling. Here we are in Smelly Alley. You can never walk around with a dictaphone in the old days, but this thing looks like a telephone, so no one stares at you. It's brilliant. It could be just on the phone. I'm really enjoying this podcast. It's refreshing. So, you know, what I want you to do, you know, if this isn't that interesting, which I'm sure it is, just listen to it like, you know, you're on the phone to someone and you couldn't get a word in edgeways. I'm not actually like that in real life. I'm not a listener. I'm quasi. I'm in the middle. Okay. Probably wasn't recording at the moment. I don't know. Okay. I need a haircut terribly. I look insane at the moment. Because I haven't got that much hair on my head. You know. I try and you should really have it cut, but I've let it go off. And you'd really, then it's fine unless I see anyone that I potentially want to do businessy boring, sorry, not boring, businessy kind of videos with. So I've just been finishing making some videos for Chan Cham Sauce, and I'm just arriving there now. So I hope this buzz continues and I can chat away to people. Let's go into Cham Cham's. Okay. Hello. Hello.
Thank you.